Hello there.
Cycle even this side.
Now we are going to talk about the brain stuff. So let's start. So our brain is some form of magic. How it works and how it makes someone happy or unhappy. How it makes someone rich or poor. Anxiety and peace, discipline and lazy, so and so. All the secrets and the answers are hiding in our subconscious mind. But what is the subconscious mind, how it works, and how we can use its power for our peace and happiness? Let's find out. But before, you need to relax and stop thinking about anything and listen to me carefully. Here is something that will change your life. Imagine, now you can control your emotions, overcome anxiety, depression, move on from your relationship to even love someone and achieve your desired goal simple than ever, only by understanding how the brain works. So our brain divided into two parts. One is conscious, which is 10% of our brain, which we use when we think about something or when we have to take some kind of decision. And the other remaining 90% part, known as the subconscious mind, which includes our body functions, our emotions, health, healing, so and so. We need to understand how the subconscious mind works, because it controls our emotions and our habits. And once we know how we can be disciplined or feel happy, we can achieve anything, don't we? So how the mind works? When we think about something consciously, it goes into our subconscious mind. In reaction, it creates those feelings and emotions of happiness, unhappiness, love, and love, anxiety, peace, so and so, which affects our body too, like makes us healthy or unhealthy. For example, let's say I overthink about my past or the future. Later, that thinking goes into my subconscious mind. That will create some kind of sensations in my body, as excitement or anxiety, depends upon my conscious thinking. If I think negatively about my future or maybe past, so I would be feeling anxiety. And if I am excited about my future, it will provide me good effect to my body, which eventually affects my health too. Now, our subconscious mind has the power to make the things real of which we pray. If I think negatively, my subconscious mind will process those thinking and past sensations, which will make me feel stressed, depressed, unhappy, and eventually unhealthy. That's why it's important to change the way we think so that we could change the way we feel. Now you must be thinking, how can anybody think positively all the time? Or it's not an easy thing to do. And all the excuses, blah blah blah. But hold on, what you think will become your reality. So think before saying it's not easy. Instead, think it's easy and I am learning about it and will use it in my future. So now we need to reprogram our subconscious mind, as it has habitual thinking of negative things because of our environment, like fear, doubt, laziness, bad habits, dwelling, and replace those thoughts with the positive thinking, like discipline, good habits, learning, peace, happiness, and all other stuff. So in my upcoming contents, I'll show you how we can reprogram our subconscious mind for our benefits. So Psycho Levin signing off.